Yeah, so have you heard of the argument from psychophysical harmony?
Not specifically.
Well, we're sort of going to say that, like, when analyzing two hypotheses, if there's something that's like expected under one, but like not expected, it doesn't have to be like a unlikely, but just like not predicted by the other, then we're going to say the one that expects it is like more likely.
Okay,
And then like
so
psychophysical harmony, which is just sort of.
yeah. Why do our thoughts so reliably track reality if both mind and matter are just the result of unguided physical processes?
No, it's sort of like why does pain, this sort of like bad qualia, correspond to like avoidance behavior, and like why does like pleasure correspond to
Because,
like seeking behavior when
well, yeah, a
it seems like
naturalistic
evolution could have
exp.
fucked the other way around.
No, because pain is a stimulus that informs you about things that are maladaptive to your survival.
Yeah, but like we can like imagine like a world where there's like some unpleasant feeling, right, that comes with like things that are like good for your survival, right? But there still is like it still like motivates behavior
Like what?
in a way where it's well like we can just like imagine like the way like reflexes work, right? Like it this doesn't like affect like your decision making, it's just there's some input and that input could be like anything. It could be like seeing the color gray or like anything, and then it just like sort of has like a motor output which can be done like automatically. So we could imagine like evolution could have functioned such that like eating food would have like felt incredibly painful, but like it's still something that you'd be like motivated to do like without your will, and that like avoiding pain would have been like you know there's some like desire for pain, but like you still like just avoid it like without your will. So like these things, it seems like evolution would have functioned perfectly fine like with this, but it's like so like what you know we wouldn't have like reason to expect this sort of like aligned psychophysical harmony where we have like pain for avoidance and pleasure for like seeking behavior. Rather
Yeah,
than the opposite.
that makes no literal sense whatsoever, though. Because this is so much like Plantinga's argument. I've written some stuff about this. The idea that, well, natural selection could and our cognition could favor or track with things that are not good for us, but we end up believing that they are good for us. The problem I have with that is, sorry, I just gotta scroll through this real quick. So I'm just gonna read this small paragraph verbatim. From the standpoint of cognition, Plantinga's argument is downright paradoxical. To argue that organisms hold mostly false beliefs that somehow increase survival would require more complex mental calculations than beliefs that do act accurately match reality. It would require them, our brains, organisms, whatever, to override their instincts while also having a cognitive pathway to later re-verify them. Evolution favors simplicity over complexity because simplicity conserves energy. The very few valid examples of false beliefs that animals have are not really cognitive, they're reflexes. Well, that's going into a different point. So, no, you'd have to, the organism would. If you're going to say they could have false beliefs that are still favorable, the organism would have to create cognitive pathways for believing things that are false, but also have, what would it be? Not subliminal, but like sort of unconscious, whatever you would call that, cognitive pathways that do still accurately record the information and the fact that it actually is. Like if it's pain or whatever, bad information, and then make the body work in accordance with that.
Well, I think that like all we're saying here is that there's these two sort of ways that like animals or life could have been that are both like equally like they have the same like output like behaviorally. So like natural selection isn't going to prefer one over the other, and they also are going to be like identical in like simplicity. So or very close to. So like
No, they're
whichever one is
nowhere
more likely
close
to
to. They're nowhere close to identical in simplicity. I just said why they're not. One would
well.
necessitate the creation of two different cognitive pathways.
Well, it seems though, like if we're just talking about like qualia, right? There doesn't seem to be any reason why, you know, like when we look at like certain things that reflect like a red wavelength, then we see this like sort of type of red, that's like that we don't just see like blue, right? Like the For things like this, it seems like you can switch qualia without affecting like complexity like at all, because there's nothing that really determines like why a qualia like some way. So we can also switch like different types, like potentially some auditory thing could just like
No, because
manifest as like what we currently.
it doesn't work the way you're saying, because you're saying, well, evolution could create animals that like to be set on fire, but obviously if animals like to be set on fire, that would never work for natural selection. So the animals would have to desire being lit on fire, but then at the same time, their instincts would have to override the cognitive desire they have for being lit on fire, because they would have to avoid being lit on fire, in order for that to actually work.
So you're saying that switching like the qualia like would affect behavior and like would thus be something that could be acted on by natural selection?
But all I'm saying is that it wouldn't make sense to say that it would be favored by natural selection, because your natural selection would still have to, it could grab onto the false belief, but it would have to come up with a pathway for overriding the false belief also at the same time. So it's paradoxical from the point of energy conservation, which life is always trying to do that.
This seems to just be like pushing the problem back, because we could like imagine a world where we actually like do like pain, right? So it's not just like instinctual, but there's like some like desire for pain, but the quality is still the same, right? Like it's the same sensation we're feeling now, but there's just like some desire for it, right? Like you can imagine like everyone's like masochist or whatever, and pain is going to be like associated with good things or like good for survival. Like in this case, we could say this is still going to probably be like disharmonious, and so like I can't really see any reason to think that this would be like a less likely than the current arrangement under like naturalism, but it would be less likely than the current arrangement under some designer that like wants good for his creations, and so we can say it's going to be like slightly more likely that as a design hypothesis is true.
Well, that seems like massive, either question begging or you're granting yourself something. You're a massive grant. God would want us to desire beneficial things, so therefore it's more likely that God is the reason why we desire what we desire, because what we desire is good. I mean, that's just massive question begging.
No, we're just saying that God would want the thing that causes us to desire beneficial things like feels pleasant, right, rather than feeling like unpleasant. Like we could desire like an unpleasant feeling, like clearly like masochists would be in this way, and so we can imagine like if everyone was a masochist but also the unpleasant feeling was correlated with like beneficial things, that would be like I can't see any symmetry breaker between that and like what we currently have as far as like complexity and like what would be selected for.
So, I can tell you why an organism would not desire pain. The nat na evolution and natural selection and just general biology gives a very good reason for why that would be. Why would God not want us to like pain?
Well, in this case, right, we're just comparing like a say like a good god, a good intelligent god to like a currently like a naturalistic hypothesis, right? Which is to say one like which one is more likely. There could very well be like many other gods that this is like more likely than given the observations or many other like a potential hypothesis. But we're just like sort of comparing like well these two, which one seems more likely. And like if we're just saying, well, what we currently know is pain, this is going to be now correlated with like beneficial things like eating and reproducing and helping others that are genetically similar to you like reproduce like all those things that would be selected for. That's like currently is what we know as pain, but also we all have like the masochism trait where like we desire this pain, right? So we're going to desire these things that are beneficial to us, but it just like feels like what we currently know as pain. This seems like I mean like I can't really think of anything that would be like added here that's like going to be more complex than what we currently have. So like, why should we expect what we currently have over this, right? If it's like a naturalistic hypothesis.
I didn't hear an answer to my question at all. Why would God not want us to like pain?
Because this the God we're talking about specifically is like a going to be a God that is a, like a good God or whatever, or a God that desires like well for his creatures.
Don't let Chat, what is it doing? Happened to you. I've taken 100 of the most common anti-scientific arguments and put together the research, the logic, and the facts to take them all down. Every copy is personally signed and shipped by me. There are also way over 100 additional misconceptions in my second book, Facts That Aren't True. Or if you prefer, there are full audio versions of both books, including all of the pictures used in the books. If you're interested, click the link in the description.
I'm a little lost, I can't lie.
I mean, I understand it. Like, pain is bad, therefore it's more likely that God would create us to not like pain versus naturalism being able to give us that instinct. But I still really don't see how it follows. And the problem is because I can tell you why natural selection wouldn't want to do that, because all of the things that cause us pain are detrimental to our survival, all of them. Now, why would God care? Or like, what we'd want to ask is, why would God give us the ability to feel pain? That's actually the crucial question.
Well, in this like God hypothesis, we're saying that this ability to feel pain is useful as like a motivating factor in order to like, you know, avoid things that are like harmful to us.
But that's indistinguishable. That's indistinguishable from the naturalistic explanation.
Well, I don't think it is, because there's two hypotheses. Each predicts like the same behavior, so they'd each be like equally viable. One is where what we currently know as pain is correlated with beneficial things, and we're all masochists.
Yeah, well,
and the other one is what we currently have.
Yeah, but one theory is at least constrained. The other theory is completely limitless. There would be, if God created us with the inability to feel pain, then we wouldn't be able to feel pain. That's what God should do, is create us unable to suffer. Any reason that God's going to make us be able to suffer is going to be 100% consistent with a naturalistic explanation for why we need to be able to suffer. It solves the exact same problems. But if the whole thing here is why be able to feel pain, then yeah, why would God even give us that? It would make more sense to me that if God exists, we wouldn't be able to feel pain. Because if God wants what's best for us and pain is bad, then we shouldn't be, under the God hypothesis, what I would really expect is for us to feel absolutely no pain whatsoever. If instead we're the product of cruel and indifferent and extremely wasteful natural selection, then these things make perfect sense. And then the other problem with the God thing here is you can make the argument... God will satisfy either question, why do we feel pain, or why didn't God just make us unable to feel pain? God will equally answer both of those questions, but those are sort of contradictions. So the God hypothesis proves the contradiction as the thing we're looking for, as well as the contradiction, because it doesn't explain anything at all, because we don't know how magic works, and we don't know what gods do, and God isn't actually a valid hypothesis for anything.
Well, I think we can't, like, I think that if, for example, the universe is, like, full of lava, right, and we're trying to, like, predict, like, well, given, like, naturalism, we wouldn't really expect an abundance of lava, we'd expect, like, you know, sort of equal abundant to like all these different materials, but because there's like so much lava, we can expect that there's like some force that is going to like prefer that. And I think that the most reasonable would be like some god, but because we have these sort of harmonies, these harmonies aren't really preferred under like naturalism, right? Like we could say that like it's equally likely for hypothesis number one, is like what we currently have, versus like the kind of the pain and stuff being swapped, but like also our desires being swapped. And so like, we'll say this like sort of 50-50 for like either of them under naturalism, but under this specific God hypothesis, where this God, like, you know, wants to, give us this sort of, harmonious state where things that are bad for us, we don't like, and things that are good for us, we like, or rather are feel good and feel bad because we're going to like them either way. But, In that case, like we can say it's going to have like a higher probability. So I think in this case, we would have some reason. You know, what like the degree to which the probability of God is increasing can obviously be debated. But I think that if one theory predicts something and one theory doesn't really have like any bias towards it or against it, I think that the theory that predicts it is going to be like slightly more likely.
To say that God predicts anything, I mean, we don't know how God, we don't know why gods do anything. We don't know how gods do anything. We don't know how supernaturalism works. Like, to say that it predicts anything is just so wild to me. The only way this works is to attempt to read the mind of God purely from a selfish anthropological standpoint. God desires what I, as a human, would desire. And that's why God would do these things. I mean, we don't know that at all.
Well, no, it's just that like what however the universe is, the fact that this universe is like this way and not some other way predicts that like that there's something some force that is like gonna prefer this like over some other way. So like the fact that we have planets probably means that like the God likes, you know, forming planets or whatever. The fact that we have so many stars probably means that like God
That's
likes
not a
stars.
prediction. That's 100% post hoc. Now, a lot of things that we do in science, people, I have talked about this openly before. When people say something like, "Oh, junk DNA is actually predicted by evolution." Well, no, not really, because the evolutionists, we didn't predict that there would be junk DNA. Instead, junk DNA is consistent with evolution. Now, in order for it to truly be scientific, what we have to do is we have to come up with a working model that makes predictions that justifies our claim that junk DNA is consistent with evolution. And that is 100% doable for prokaryotic organisms. They have effectively much larger population sizes, and because there's so much competition, they have to be more resourceful and efficient. Whereas for like animals, we have very small effective population sizes because of how much competition there is. So we can tolerate all this extra non-coding DNA that we have. There are like I'm not gonna dive into that. I've researched and written a lot about it. I want to say something, but I can't because this is for a project that I've been working on. But anyways, there is an extremely robust, experimentally demonstrable, statistically demonstrable, whatever, pathway for the justification in the sciences with respect to that. When it comes to this thing you're bringing up, absolutely, under the framework of natural selection, we can discuss things that we know, behaviors, inheritance, the way those things affect our cognition and our psychology, what the brain actually does, how it fits with behaviors and reflexes. Like, we can do all of that. With the God hypothesis, we can do literally none of it. We can post hoc beg the question and say God would want what is good and pain is bad. Therefore, pain is a way of God guiding us toward what is good because it's like a mechanism he imbued us with. But this isn't we're not we're not doing anything rigorous here.
Well, it's not just like that God would want good and like what we currently have is good. It's just that like the current theory, which is going to be like evolution by natural selection, doesn't really have any preference for one arrangement over the other.
Yes, it
This
does.
theory, which
It does. Beliefs that accurately map the world, absolutely natural selection would favor those. To argue otherwise, what you would expect to see is organisms could never survive. It would mean if I am thirsty, then don't drink water. If I'm hungry, then don't eat. That's what false beliefs and natural selection would actually produce. It would produce behaviors that would obviously make the organism self-destruct. And so the only way to make this work is to say that natural selection would create false beliefs, but then your autonomic nervous system or whatever would just always override them, which is just so it's so ridiculous from the standpoint of evolution or naturalism or just common sense that it makes no sense as an actual good argument.
Well, Like, I'm not exactly sure if this is like addressing the like, or if it's analogous to like addressing the issue here. Because if we're going to say that, like, well, you know, it could have been the case that everyone was like a masochist, so we desire this pain, and also the pain is correlated with like beneficial things, like such as you know, like eating and whatnot, right? I can't really see anything that natural selection would prefer over what we our current arrangement, where we're not masochists and we and pain is associated with like bad stuff, you know? Like,
I
if our
didn't
desires
understand that
were.
at all. If our desires
Sorry,
were
if
for
our desires were like.
masochism, yep.
Yeah. So we desire unpleasant things, and also the unpleasant sensations are correlated with beneficial things like eating and whatnot and reproducing and all of that.
We know that
What
they
would be like the
aren't.
difference?
The difference is that we know that they aren't. This is
Yeah, but like what
sorry,
we're
this
saying.
is the other thing about this argument that I didn't get into. That I probably should have a long time ago. The w In order for this argument to work, you have to completely deny the idea that humans are metacognitive. The argument, like maybe it could work for rabbits who probably don't know why they run away from the sound, because this argument is not identical to Plantinga, but it's almost identical. So, like for example, what I can do is admit that creatures do hold false beliefs that are beneficial. So, for example, have you ever petted a wild rabbit before?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Where? You walked up to a rabbit in the wild and petted it?
Oh, okay. So this rabbit was from the wild, like captured, but it had been like domesticated, or not
Okay,
tamed or whatever. So it wasn't like, yeah.
that's not what I meant. Have you ever walked up to a wild animal and petted it? Pretty much nobody has, like unless they're sleeping, maybe. And that's because animals run away from things that they don't even know are dangerous. So even and animals do this, even when you're not there, animals do this all the time. They hear the grass suddenly start moving and they run away. Now, that's because if there was a predator, that is what would happen. But it could also just be the wind. However, the penalty for running away from the wind is nothing. There is no penalty. I mean, it wastes energy, so it's not nothing, but it's very close to nothing, especially when weighed against, well, if it is a predator, the penalty for not running away is death, right? So we know that animals, kind of, sort of, in a way, I don't know if it's accurate to say rabbits believe in anything. But they have these kinds of instincts where their brain is reflexively saying, danger, 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 run away, when it's not the case. But we are metacognitive. We can diagnose our own beliefs. We do have the ability to do that. If we were regularly forming false beliefs, we would know it at this point. It's like this thing where you're like, well, I could imagine that being a masochist or desiring pain would be beneficial. You can imagine it, but we actually know that that's false.
Well, no, like obviously I'm not saying that like we're in that state right now. It's just that there's nothing like if we were to like rerun the universe, there's like nothing that seems to prefer like the current state we have over the other. Like I mean, currently, like obviously masochists exist and they're still like, you know, metacognitive. So this is like possible
Yeah, they're mentally
under the
ill.
type of like.
Yeah, we know how to diagnose mental illness.
Yeah, but if this like masochism was preferred by evolution because like the painful qualia was actually like correlated with these like beneficial things, then like no, they wouldn't be mentally ill. Those who actually desired the pleasant things, which would have been like you know, putting your hand on like a hot stove, those would have been like the mentally ill people. So it seems like if we're just sort of running this back, and we're saying yeah, we ended up with this state, but like why? Well, if there's no reason, you know, why under like naturalism, because either way is like equally. Like explaining, you know, our behavior and natural selection, then like it seems like that there might be some other reason to like explain why we have this and not the other way, you know?
I mean, I kind of hear what you're saying. I feel like I've addressed each of those things multiple times, so I don't really know what else to say.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I'll let you move on to other people.
Okay, yeah, and there are a few, so lucky for us. Thank you.
This video and all my videos is on my Patreon ad-free,
And you can get a free copy of my first book by being a member too. Plus, your name will appear in the end credits. Thank you.